The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray just as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread and forgive our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone in debt to us. And do not subject us to the final test.'" And he said to them, "Suppose one of you has a friend to whom he goes at midnight and says, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived at my house from a journey, and I have nothing to offer him.' And he says in reply from within, 'Do not bother me. The door has already been locked, and my children and I are already in bed. I cannot get up to give you anything.' I tell you, if he does not get up to give the visitor the loaves because of their friendship, he will get up to give him whatever he needs because of his persistence. And I tell you, ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. What father among you would hand his son a snake when he asks for a fish, or hand him a scorpion when he asks for an egg? If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to the Lord
Jesus Christ.
Well, good evening, everyone. So glad to be finally with the 5 p.m. vigil crowd. I know it's been a while since you've seen me, huh? But don't worry, I still work here. So it's just the way the schedule worked. I was on vacation for a little bit, and then we had our mission trip with the youth group. We flew all the way to Puerto Rico for a whole week long, putting the kids to work, and then coming back, and so finally glad to be here. But a lot has happened, hasn't it, the past few weeks? And of course, one of the major events in the life of our parish was yesterday, where we had the funeral for our previous pastor, Father Michael McFadden. And it was a glorious celebration yesterday, a solemn one. And the church was full. We had about 20 priests, and the bishop was here as well. And today, with Deacon Rob and Father Jeff Henry from the base, they laid Father to rest in his grave sites near Woodland, near Esparto, up north, up there. And if anybody would like to visit him, just call the office. We can give you where the cemetery is. In fact, Father McFadden, some of his family members are here who flew all the way from Ireland. I don't want to embarrass them too much, but they're in the crowd. So. And they'll be here for a few more days representing the McFadden clan. So. But let's pray. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Yesterday, we began a 7-week series with the young adults. Because part of what's close to my heart is building up our young adult community here, striving to form a strong Catholic young adult ministry. And we began yesterday with every Friday for the next 7 weeks, a series of focusing on pivotal teachings of the Christian faith. And it's called the Christian Iron Path. The Iron Path. Sounds very dramatic, doesn't it? But the Iron Path is, it's a mountaineering phrase. Especially in northern Italy with the Italian Alps. Beautiful mountain range of granite. And to traverse these mountainous ranges and these paths, locals and climbers have sewn into the heavy rock there clamps and iron cables. So that way, when you're traversing the mountain Alps, you're able to latch on these iron cables, so that way you don't fall if you slip or you mishandle a ledge. And so if you do let go and you fall, you won't fall too far. And it's a perfect analogy. Because what does our Lord call the Christian path? Well, he called it a narrow way. But the Christian path is narrow, he says. And the opposite path, the path to destruction, is wide. And many, many fall into it. But he said the Christian path, our path, is narrow. And it's hard. And so when we were thinking about the young adults and how we would try to build them up and strengthen them, this image of mountaineering immediately jumped to mind. Because just like a clamp, when we latch on to the iron cables, and even if we slip or we fail, or when a storm hits, which is famous for in northern Italy, we'll be okay. Bruised, sure. Some scrapes, of course. Maybe some bumps and bruises. But we're still on the mountain. We're still making our way up. And that is what this whole 7-week series is. The focus on pivotal Christian doctrine to act as the clamps to latch onto. So the first talk yesterday, I was tasked with to give that talk. And what we're bringing in a couple speakers to focus on certain doctrines. And I had the great pleasure of speaking about that God is love. That's the first clamp. That God is love. And that who is Jesus Christ when he sends our Lord into the world? Jesus would ultimately fulfill and to reveal precisely who this God of love is, as we hear in the gospel today, don't we? What does Jesus tell us? When they see him praying, the other disciples, and they see Jesus, because there was something about him, something about his demeanor. You ever see a holy person pray, by the way? Oh, it's mysterious to see somebody fully in prayer. There's a quality to them. How much so the look of Jesus' face when he prayed? Oh, can you imagine that? How would our Lord look like? But there was something captivating about the Lord's face that they asked him, Jesus, teach us to pray like you. What a fantastic question. Jesus, teach us to pray like you. Because there's something about you. And what does our Lord give us? Well, he says now in the gospel, when you pray, our Lord says, say, Father. Father. Isn't that brilliant? You see, Christianity is not merely a philosophical system, even though it is. Christianity isn't a bunch of rules and regulations, even though we have a critical part of our faith. But at its heart, what Christianity is an intimate relationship. And Jesus will teach us that God is our Father. Father in the best sense. Why is this teaching radically important to clamp onto. We'll watch this next. We all know that life is hard. That there is tremendous suffering in our lives. There is no escaping it. No way. I know there are ways that whenever suffering hits, we want to run away from it. Instinctively, that's our initial reaction. We want to stop. And whenever suffering hits, we want to medicate ourselves and all the ways that we medicate ourselves to stop the pain. I mean, I get it, why we do that. There's no way of escaping suffering. But notice what happens when suffering hits us. What is one of the voices that worm its way into our hearts and our minds? We begin to doubt. God, are you really there? Why do you allow me to hurt so much? Where are you? Have you abandoned me? Are you my father? Oh, we know all the doubts that come in whenever we suffer. And the evil one just withers his way in there. See, I told you, you can't trust him. Yet, if we clamp onto the truth that God is love, we will not fall too far. We have many saintly parishioners here at our parish. And I'm always amazed whenever I meet you here. It's inspirational. One of our families, one of our young families, recently came up to me. We had an appointment. We sat down. We just had a beautiful, holy discussion, and in particular about what's been going on in their lives. So I just want to share this with you. This young family, the wife has just suffered her third miscarriage. Her third one. In that same week, the husband diagnosed with an aggressive cancer. All in the same week. And this cancer is growing so fast that he's having a hard time to breathe. It's beginning to grow in such a way that it's wrapping around the base of his skull into his spinal cord. I mean, it's in such a dangerous place that hardly any surgeons are willing to operate on him. 1 week, this is what the family is going through. And you know what they said? Thank you, Jesus, for this. Thank you? Who says that? And so I asked the husband, I said, why do you say thank you? You've just lost your third child in miscarriage. You've just been diagnosed with a cancer. We don't know how long you're going to live for. Why do you say thank you? Without skipping a beat, he said, because this is forcing me to seek Jesus more. It's forcing me to find Jesus, to seek him even more. Oh, my brothers and sisters, that is somebody who has clapped onto the truth that God is love, even in the midst of this tremendous storm that their family is undergoing. Yes, the doubts come in and the devil withers his way into his heart and his mind, trying to keep him off the path. But he is clamped on to that path and that iron cable that God is love. You see, that truth is not dependent upon what happens in our lives or what happens in the world. That truth always remains no matter what happens. See, this is why Jesus, in the beautiful gospel today, He tells them, in the beautiful analogy, keep knocking. Never stop praying. And he even says it, if you then who are wicked know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father in heaven give? And so I want to call upon the might of St. Mary's Parish. Because we are not alone in our suffering. I know the devil wants us to think that. That we are alone in our pain. When we're lying in bed. And the lights are out. And you tossing and turning and you can't sleep. Even then you're not alone. And so I want to call upon all of you here. We're going to pray for this young family. We're going to pray for this mom. The Lord will grant them another child, God willing. And we're going to pray for a miracle that God will heal this cancer in our brother. We're going to stand before the mighty truth of God that He is love. And we will say, God, in all confidence, we trust in You. We know that You love us. We are Your sons and daughters. And we come before You weak and broken. But You are our Father who loves us. We pray for a miracle. Can we do that? We're going to do that. So let's bring this family to the altar. And all of your pain and suffering to the truth that God is our beloved Father.